Welcome to today's episode. If you're new to your journey with Jesus, this podcast is for you. Today, we're diving into the powerful truth of who you are in Christ. The Bible is filled with declarations of your identity, purpose, and authority as a believer. Let's explore some of these life-changing truths together. You are set apart. Did you know that God had a plan for you even before you were born? You find in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 5 out of the New King James Version, it tells us this. It says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you as a prophet to the nations." This means that you are not an accident. God intentionally created you, setting you apart for His purposes. Take a moment to let that sink in. You are uniquely designed and deeply loved by God. You are also a king and a priest. You heard me. God says you are a king and a priest. We find this in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, again reading out of the New King James Version. It says this. It says that Jesus has made us kings and priests to His God and Father. As a king, you have authority in Christ to live victoriously. As a priest, you have the privilege of approaching God in prayer and worship. This dual role empowers you to walk in confidence and serve with purpose. You are a disciple. Now, in order to be a disciple, you have to make a decision to become a disciple. But you have an opportunity to become a disciple once you are in Christ Jesus. We find that Jesus invites us to follow Him closely. In John chapter 8, verse 31, again out of the New King James Version, it says this. He says, "If you," talking about Jesus, "if you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed." Now, being a disciple means learning from Jesus, obeying His teachings, and growing daily in your faith. It's a journey of transformation. What's the key there? You have to make a decision to get the word, receive the word, act out on the word, and make a decision that you are going to be a student, a follower, a doer, or whatever it is the teaching of the word of God has to say. You also, as a follower of Jesus, you have power over Satan and demons. Now pause and think about that. You have power over Satan and demons. Now, you find this in Luke chapter 10, verse number 19, again out of the New King James Version. It reminds us of this. It reminds us of the authority Jesus has given us. It says, "Behold, I give you authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." And it says, and goes on to say, "And nothing," and I mean absolutely nothing, "shall by any means harm you." You don't need to live in fear. You have victory through Christ over every force of darkness. Pause and think about that. The Word of God also says, as a follower of Jesus, you are a speaking spirit. In accordance to Mark 11, 23, again out of the New King James Version, it says this. It tells us that whoever says to this mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea," and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Your words have power when aligned with God's will. Now begin to speak life and truth over your situation. Fact is, the doctor says that you have this disease, but truth is, by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. When you begin to speak the truth, more so than you speak the facts, you will see the truth manifested in your everyday life. The Word of God says about you as a follower of Jesus, you are prosperous. It says this, it says, God desires your well-being. In accordance to 3 John chapter 1 and 2, it says this, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." Now, prosperity is not just about finances. It's about thriving in every area of life, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. In fact, prosperity is the lowest form of prosperity in the kingdom of God, because you could have all the money in the world and still be sick, still be busted, be disgusted, can't be trusted. Your family's broke up. You got all these other things going on, but you have a whole lot of money. In God's kingdom, that means you're still not prosperous. He wants you to be prosperous in every area of your life. Another thing about being a follower of Jesus, you are complete and you are equipped. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17, it says this. It declares the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. How's that going to be? By the fact that you study the Word of God, you read the Word of God, you become a doer of the Word of God. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 12, it adds that God equips the saints for ministry. You have everything you need in Christ to fulfill your purpose. In fact, that's why in accordance to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, he's given apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the main purpose to mature you, or to grow you up as a follower of Jesus, so that you can go out and do works of service that will edify and grow the body of Christ. Now, this is a good one. And you have the mind of Christ. Now pause and think about that. The Word of God says you have the mind of Christ. As a believer, as a follower of Jesus, you have access to divine wisdom, but we have the mind of Christ. This means you can think and live according to God's truth, overcoming confusion and walking in clarity. It's not that you're going to get the mind of Christ in the sweet by and by. It says that you have the mind of Christ right now simply because you are a follower of Jesus. Now, this part right here puts the cherry on the top. You have the fear of God. You are to operate in the fear of God. Now, when I say fear, I'm not talking about being afraid. I'm talking about how it says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, it reminds us that the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. Living with reverence for God opens the door to wisdom and aligns your heart with His. In other words, you have you tremble at His word. You tremble at His presence. You have such a love and admonition and such a respect for God that if He asks you to do something, you are quick to obey, even if it doesn't make sense to your natural mind. See, you are set apart, you're empowered, you're equipped as a child of God. Embrace your identity in Christ and walk confidently in His love and purpose for you. Thank you for joining us today. Now, don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone who needs encouragement. Until next time, keep growing in Christ and living out your God-given identity. God bless you. Bye-bye.